Good morning. Welcome to the Message of Truth. My name is Keith Greer. I want to thank you for taking the time to listen to our broadcast this morning. Please tune in each Sunday morning at this time as we endeavor to bring you a message of truth. We also ask you to look at our website, churchofchrist@harrisburg.com. You'll find all these MP3 files, radio programs. There are also 30-minute videos of various topics of the Bible, along with a host of other Bible-related material and some information about us. Please give it a look. At the end of this broadcast, you'll be given the regular meeting times of our Bible study periods and worship periods at the Harrisburg Church of Christ. We cordially invite you to any or all of these. You will always be warmly received. We want nothing from you. We want you to come and study God's Word with us and worship Him with us so we can show your need for God in your life and to have a relationship with His Son, Jesus Christ. In the past few months, we have been looking at Bible questions, and we have been asking Bible questions, and then we are giving you the biblical answer. Today, our question has to do with faith. Our question is, can a child of God be justified by faith only? Can one be justified by faith only? Well, let us turn our Bibles today to one place to begin and to read a lengthy reading, but I think necessary, in order to answer our question. We're going to look at James chapter 2, and we're going to begin reading in verse 14. James 2 and verse 14. What does it profit, my brethren, if someone says he has faith but does not have works? Can faith save him? If a brother or sister is naked and destitute of daily food, and one of you says, depart in peace, be warmed and filled, but you do not give them the things which are needed for the body, what does it profit? And thus, by faith itself, if it does not have works, is dead. But someone will say, you have faith, and I have works. Show me your faith without your works, and I will show you my faith by my works. You believe that there is one God. You do well. Even the demons believe and tremble. But do you want to know, O foolish man, that faith without works is dead? Was not Abraham our father justified by works when he offered Isaac his son on the altar? Do you see that faith was working together with his works, and by works faith was made perfect? And the scripture says, and was fulfilled, Abraham believed God, and it was accounted to him for righteousness, and he was called the friend of God. You see then that a man is justified by works and not by faith only. Likewise, was not Rahab the harlot also justified by works when she received the messengers and sent them on another way? For as the body without the spirit is dead, so faith without works is dead, being alone. Now, this is an age-old question that has plagued many in the religious world, and unfortunately, there is a great majority of religious people who practice and teach and believe that faith alone will save a person. But if you paid attention and followed along to the reading, the only time in Scripture where faith only is used, it is used in a negative way. It says that faith alone cannot save, if it is not mingled with works. Now, those who oppose us and oppose the teaching that we believe is erroneous, and we believe that is contrary to God's will, that faith alone can't save you, will say that, well, Mr. Greer, then you're trying to earn your salvation. You're trying to merit it. And when you do that, when you say you have to do things, then you negate grace. Well, maybe that sounds good, but is it biblical? In Hebrews 11 and verse 6, it says, without faith, it's impossible to please God. For he who comes to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. In Hebrews 5 and verse 9, we are told that he is the author of eternal salvation to all those who obey him. Now, I want you to notice two examples that were given in our reading. Number one was Abraham. Abraham in Genesis, well, let's use two examples in Abraham's life. In Genesis 12, he was told by God to leave his homeland, to leave everything he knew, and to go to a land that God would show him. And God promised to make him a great nation, and he promised to give that nation a home and a land. And he said that through his seed, all the nations of the earth would be blessed. Now, what would demonstrate Abraham's faith in God that he believed what God told him? He left. He left his homeland, and he became a nomad for the rest of his life, and that exhibited his faith. He had obedient faith, and that's why he's called friend of God. And then in Genesis 22, after the birth of his son Isaac, some years later, God commands him to go up on Mount Moriah and offer him as a sacrifice. And he took his son and went up and bound him, built the altar, put him on it, bound his son, took a knife, and was about to take his life when God stilled his hand, told him not to lay the knife on the son, and there was a ram in the thicket, and he offered that instead of Isaac. But he was going to offer Isaac. Why? Because he had obedient faith. He believed God, and his faith in God was demonstrated by his obedience to the instruction that God gave him in Genesis 22. We also see Rahab. Rahab, the spies, came into the land during the days of Joshua before they entered the land of Jericho to take the first city. And that she had heard about what God had done to the Egyptians and to the Egyptian people. And her family and her feared God. And so she hid the spies when the people in the land were trying to find them when they heard that they were there. And because she had faith and she hid the spies, the spies promised her with God's approval that when they came into the city, to take the city, if her family and her would stay in the house and none of them come out, her mother and father and her immediate family, and they put a red cord on the window of her house to make sure they knew which house it was, and as long as they stayed in the house, that they would be spared when the city was taken and they would not be destroyed. And so that's exactly what happened. So what did we see here? We see that their faith was exhibited by obedient action to the instruction given to them by God. Now, what does the word justified mean? Remember in our question, we ask, is a man justified by faith only? The word justified means acquitted. It means made right. Now, how is a man made right before God? He is made right before God, not just by faith, but by obedient faith. If you read and study the book of Hebrews chapter 11, and you study it from beginning to end, you will see a roll call of many faithful men and women who did exactly that, who had faith, and that faith was exhibited by the faithful conduct of their lives by following the instructions and the commands that God gave. Now, let me give you a few other examples of men of faith. What about Noah? How did Noah demonstrate his faith? He built the ark. He built the ark exactly the way that God told him. In Genesis 6, verse 22, the Bible says, "Thus did Noah, according to all that God commanded him, so did he." And so he had faith, and his faith was demonstrated, even though he had never seen rain, even though he didn't know what that was, when God said he was going to bring it upon the earth and destroy the earth. He was faithful to do exactly what God told him to do, and that was his faith mingled with his works. Not any work, but the works that God had commanded. Now, we're not talking about any works, just doing anything and saying that saves us. We're talking about doing obedient works, obedient to the instruction given by God. Let me give you another biblical example. Let's take Naaman. Naaman was told to go into the Jordan River and dip 7 times in 2 Kings 5, and he would be healed of his leprosy. At first, he became angry because the prophet didn't do it the way that he thought he would do it, And he thought he would make a big show of it. And he went away in a rage. But when he went away, he was still a leper. But one of his servants, who were very wise, said, Master, why don't you just do what the prophet told you to do in order to be healed? In other words, what do you have to lose? Just follow his instruction and demonstrate your faith, and you can be healed. And so he went back to the Jordan, dipped 7 times, and he was cleansed of his leprosy. Now, did he have to have faith to do that? Yes. How was that faith exhibited? It was exhibited by him following the instruction of the prophet and going to the river and dipping 7 times. That's how a man's faith is exhibited, is by obedience, by following the instruction and command given by God. And if you would study the scripture, you would find that doing work is what saves us. What saves us is our obedient faith. It is doing the work that God has called upon us to do. It's not just doing any work. It's doing the work that God calls upon you to do. I want to remind you of a statement made that we read in James 2:18. I want you to listen again very closely to the reading of this verse. But someone will say, you have faith, I have works. Show me your faith without your works, and I will show you my faith by my works. You see, faith is demonstrated. It is displayed. It is given as proof of my faith by my obedient action to the instructions of God. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I do not believe you can merit it. I don't believe you can earn it. I don't believe that you could do works upon works and that would merit you to receive eternal life. To make that argument and to charge me with that is just false. I don't believe it. I've never taught it, and it's not scriptural. But at the same time, faith alone cannot save you. Faith without works, faith without obedient works, by being obedient to the instructions of God. Why does God give us commands? Are they just suggestions? Are there things that we can do or not do? Are they optional? I don't know any commands that are optional. Jesus said in John 14:15, if you love me, keep my commandments. If you love me, keep my commandments. How do we do that? We do that by our obedient faith. Then we demonstrate our love for God, and we demonstrate that we believe him and we trust him by doing the things that he has asked me. Now again, those are choices that we have to make. Those are things that are determined by our reaction to God's instruction. So let us go back in closing to our question. Can a man be justified, acquitted, made right before God by faith only? And the answer is absolutely not. His faith must be mixed with obedience to the commands of God. Remember in closing the words of Jesus. Not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father who is in heaven. Matthew 7, verse 21. Is faith necessary? Absolutely. You can't be saved without it. But if it's not mixed with obedience to God's instruction, it profits you nothing. I didn't say it. It's not our doctrine. Read James 2:14.